Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Dude, Could You Imagine? The show that asks what if and explores the hypothetical and absurd. I'm your host, Fritz Frivolous. Now let's meet our contestants and explain the rules for our audience. The rules are simple. Our two contestants, Will and Tom, will place these neural transmitters on their heads, and then they will be placed into a deep coma-like state. From this point, I will ask them a question or give them a scenario to which they must answer, all while the neural transmitters give us a glimpse into what they are imagining. So, Will and Tom, are you ready? As ready as I'll ever be.
Indeed.
Well, you heard him, folks. Let's get ready to play Dude, Could You Imagine? And the question is, what if there really was a vehicle similar to the Magic School Bus? All right, William.
Oh, yes, Thomas.
We have gotten our question from Fritz.
Indeed, we
and
have.
And that question is, what if there really was a vehicle similar to the Magic School Bus?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Magic School Bus. I think I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the Magic School Bus, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I watched. I won't go as far as say I watched a lot of it, but like I remember much the same way I remember Bill Nye the Science Guy. Magic School Bus was definitely played for my classes here and there throughout elementary, middle school. It's actually a pretty good show. Have you watched it?
So I only seen like a couple episodes here and there, mm-hmm. and I guess just to let. We'll let you tell our listeners if just in case if some of them are not familiar with the Magic School Bus. But I myself haven't really watched. I'm sure you probably know more about that than I do. But I have seen a few episodes here and there. And this question was actually inspired because I know right now you have a little bit of a You have like a pretty huge cold, don't you?
Yeah, I've had the flu for a while.
Like the flu from hell.
Yeah, the flu from hell. It's been really terrible. Anyone who watches the Dungeon Cast or listens to the Dungeon Cast knows that there was an emergency episode recorded with our special guest Jake in my place because I couldn't even make the Dungeon Cast, which you know that's my main show.
Wow, I know that's true.
And right now I'm fighting off just a cough, but I'm mostly better, honestly. But yeah, it was 2 weeks of hell, dude. I was stuck in bed. I got an ear infection. I still can't hear right out of my left ear.
Damn, and, that's
yeah.
Bad.
It's ran through my whole family here. Like we had to take the mother-in-law to the emergency room just in case she had pneumonia, which she doesn't. She's okay, but she's really sick.
Oh, that's good. It
sucks. I was there last week, being just as sick as she was or is now. But how was this inspired because
fun.
I was sick?
So this is inspired because of the fact that I was thinking in my head, like, wouldn't that be cool if there was some device that we could just put into our bodies and it would be like, you know, it would just go through like, you know, in my head, it would work like a video game. You're like in a little ship and you get to go and, you know, defeat this infection or whatever is in your body. But I started thinking about that and then I don't know if our listeners have seen this too, but there's a very viral video that's going around. It's been going around for years past, but I just re-saw it recently, and it's somebody made an edit from a scene in the Magic School Bus.
Okay.
And it's like they're in, I don't know what part of the body, but they're going towards what looks to be like like the sphincter, you know, for your anus.
And, okay. Is that what they're going towards?
No, it's not. But it's funny because the one of the girls says, what was the teacher's name again?
Miss Frizzle, because her hair was frizzy.
Frizzle, that's right. She goes, oh, Miss Frizzle, what's that? And then somebody edited the voice for the girl behind her, and the girl says, ooh, girl, that's a booty hole.
Okay, so they made a dirty meme out of the Magic School Bus.
Yeah,
gotcha,
they made
gotcha,
it dirty.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but that just, you know, poop jokes make me laugh. So that just made me laugh.
As do they make most of the world.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's interesting that you chose the Magic School Bus specifically for its ability to shrink down and go into the human body, because in the Magic School Bus, that school bus can do like basically anything. It truly is magical. Also, I believe it's sentient as well. And
it is?
It has a face, and it reacts to when people talk to it.
Now that I think about it, you're right.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if my memory serves, but I'm pretty sure Miss Frizzle like kind of tells it what she wants, and then it happens. It can travel through time. They can traverse dimensions and outer space. Like the bus can literally be, it's your all terrain vehicle. It can do anything, anywhere, anytime, anyhow. Including what you were talking about. Now, have you ever heard of a movie? God, I'm going to look it up right now. It's called Inner Space. Have you ever heard of this movie?
Oh, Inner Space.
Came out in 1987.
Then I'm going to say no. I think I was thinking of Interstellar.
No, which is, that's a no, very different movie. So Inner yeah. Space is a movie starring Dennis Quaid from 1987. And I'm going to read you the storyline. Tuck Pendleton is a cocky pilot who is taking part in a miniaturization experiment. When some bad guys break into the lab and steal the technology, one of the scientists takes a syringe, which contains the miniaturized Tuck and vessel. Now in the vessel... whoever wrote this on IMDb, man, you need a new job. Jesus. Now the vessel is part of the material needed to restore him. You know what? I'm going to Wikipedia proper, and I'm going to read the synopsis from a much better written thing. So here's the plot. Oh, God, it's so long. All right. I'm just going to tell you what the plot is. They build a machine, a miniature machine for the ability of going inside and doing like surgeries inside the body. Like exploring the body or being able to like get to hard to reach places. And this pilot who is in the experiment gets injected into somebody's body, and he has to like survive traversing through someone's body in this like spacecraft. And this reminds me more of what you're talking about than the Magic School Bus.
Yeah, I think, what you've described definitely sounds like what I'm thinking about. More so than the Magic School Bus, even though I never seen that movie, so, you know.
Yeah, because the Magic School Bus is magic. So if we are operating with that question of, like, what if there was a vehicle like the Magic School Bus? It's like, okay, so magic is real, and it is we are capable of enchanting vehicles to become, like, farly superior to anything we've technologically developed thus far. So is that the question you want to go with, or are we going with the other
one? No. I think it's much better if we had it, like, I guess more technology-based, because, you know, the way I look at it, let's say if it was magic-based, it's like, well, then why couldn't you just use magic to cure whatever it is that you were, you know what I mean?
That's like, true. Why doesn't Miss Frizzle just solve world hunger if she could fucking have a magic school bus that could do all that other stuff? What the hell is she doing?
I know. You know what? I think that just shows what kind of a dark character she really is.
Yeah. She doesn't care she doesn't actually care for these kids. She's just obsessed. She's obsessed with her magic school bus and its capabilities.
She's obsessed with power.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so we'll go with more of the inner space idea of, like, what if we could Ant-Man this shit up and...
Right, yeah, exactly.
Send, like... Now, okay, so these vessels, are they manned with, like, teams of people?
So I would think, yes, if you were going to do this, I would feel like you would probably want at minimum a three-person team. One to just do navigation because, you know, I mean, if you're busy navigating through this body system, I'm also assuming that, like, you know, depending on where you are, you're probably going to be flowing with the flow of blood. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, blood or fluid or amongst other things. So here's the thing is like this vehicle is astounding on two levels. Not only do we have this crazy miniaturization, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids technology, which is in itself amazing, but like this vehicle is a testament to human ingenuity because it has to traverse like environments that are nothing like what exist in our normal Earth environments. Like this is some deadly ass shit. This is like, you know, not only is blood, you know, probably thicker than most other liquids. And if we're going down to the cellular level, you're interacting with actual cells, but like it has pressure. It is pressurized and there's like valves and the heart and a bunch of other things. Plus, how are you like entering into the vessel without breaking the vessel?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and then what if a vessel is broken? You're within the vicinity. This thing has to be able to like turbo power its way out and move through the platelets as the platelets are rushing towards the wound that's, you know, so you don't get bled out. Like this vehicle has to be like beyond any type of vehicle we've ever manufactured up to this point.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. You know, I guess, you know, if they even had the, you know, first to figure out the technology to shrink it down to that level,
yeah,
you know, the next big hurdle is going to be, what material is this vehicle going to be made out of? Because it is going to have to withstand all of that. But not only that, it's going to have to be, you know, what's the word? It's going to have to be like, you know, clean enough. Like it's going to have to be able to be inside a body without having the body have an adverse effect with it.
Yeah,
being
I mean, chances there, you know are, I mean? Like, chances are the body will have an adverse effect because it's going to sense a microbe that it's not, you know, it doesn't recognize, and
that's
it's going to,
true.
It probably, next thing you know, it's like fighting off like eukaryote cells and like fucking, what are the killer T cells and all the other shit that comes after, you know, that fights for the immune system. Also, you know, is it going to be used strictly for the circulatory system? If it is, how is that going to interact when it hits the lungs and in the respiratory system? And will it be okay for the digestive system? Will it be able to withstand the bile and the acids and all that other stuff that are trying to digest it, you know? This has to be the most amazing vehicle ever made. But we are assuming that has been done.
I did want to bring up another thing that you were talking about. You were like, also, what's going to be like the delivery system for this vehicle? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to put this intravenously, like through, let's say, some type of a syringe or something, and it goes in like the circulatory system, like in the blood. Okay, so that's going to go traveling through like, you know, one quote unquote highway of the body, right?
Yeah.
But then let's say you were able to swallow this. Well, then you couldn't really, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, those two wouldn't translate, would they? Like, if you swallowed it, you're only going to go through the digestive system, am I right? Or is there going to be a way where if you needed to...
Well, that just depends on how small it gets. If it gets small enough, it can transfer over because there are blood vessels that run to all the organs of the body, right? So, like, it can get to the stomach and transfer over to the liver and then, you know, from there into the circulatory system, like... There are pathways, but if it's small enough.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Which I am picturing it on a cellular level. Another thing that's interesting to me as an idea here is if it is that small, let's say it's about the size of a cell or a couple cells, like a large cell, we'll say. Mm-hmm. How is it going to interact with viruses? I don't know how familiar you are with like the way viruses function. So,
All I know is it does something to the other cells, doesn't it? Like, don't
So what viruses do is they latch onto cells that kind of like match however they're structured, and they latch onto them and then they crack them open and inject their DNA inside the cell, and then that DNA it replicates itself and it gets involved with the cell's reproduction system. And makes the cell make more of itself. And the cell will keep making more of the virus until the cell itself bursts. And then all those viruses move forth and do it again. That's how viruses work. Yeah, they're horrifying.
A horror movie.
Viruses are terrifying.
If the vehicle can't withstand that, this team is dead.
Yeah, and imagine that, a virus gets hold of them and it starts drilling through the shell. And they're like, oh my God!
And then and now they're like, forced
oh,
to
that's
recreate
just the
more
common
virus.
Flu. The common flu got them in a way yeah, the common flu has never gotten a person before. By the way, you should look up just like common viruses under microscope, just so you can get an idea of what they look like when I'm talking about these like these things. Like oftentimes they look almost like robots. They look almost spaceship like.
What did you look up? Common virus under microscope?
Oh, I said common. Common virus under microscope. Like a lot of them look like orbular and stuff, but there are some that look rather bizarre. They look like straight up spaceships and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm looking at them now. You're right.
So that would be pretty crazy.
Just to even see that though probably would be horrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. So my question here is like, what is the function of these ships? You know what I mean? Like in real life, we're pretty good at getting to wherever we need to do surgery. Of course, I'm not a surgeon. I'm not a doctor. I'm sure there's probably some sort of function for these vehicles that's not apparent to me. But I'm having a hard time like trying to think of like what would justify the budget of these fucking things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? I'll be honest with you. If they were even going to do this, the having it manned with real people that are able to shrink inside this as well, I don't think that would be happening. These things would have to be built to be able to be disposable or dissolved of, or maybe you just poop it out after the end of whatever it's
if
done.
If there is a re-embiggening process, can you imagine the news reports the first time out of like a million surgeries, the first time something goes wrong and the embiggening happens too early and a dude gets fucking blown up from the inside out by a giant machine and its three-manned crew?
This is sounding like the perfect medical horror movie. Like,
oh yeah,
like we need to get this made.
It's like we have to get the vehicle out of him. It's starting to grow.
Yeah, seriously.
although, you know, depending on where the vehicle is, if you know that's the issue, you can probably quickly isolate it, bleed them out, and get the vehicle out and then reseal their wounds. So but if it just happens in an instant, I'm picturing like spoilers for The Boys season 3 of when the dude's inside that other dude and he sneezes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I think that's like episode 1 and he instantly, there just isn't a guy anymore.
There's just no one there.
Fucking crazy.
That would have to be on the trailer of this movie and they'll be like, "This summer, watch Antibody." Like that's what it's called.
Well, imagine some crazed lunatic gets a hold of this thing and starts using it for like for assassinations. For like chosen assassinations. Could you imagine the fear of not knowing if you were about to breathe in the thing that's gonna kill you at any given moment?
And you know what? And they wouldn't even have to, well, I guess you're right. If they had to re-enlarge themselves, why not just, you know, shrink down, go in their body of whoever, because they couldn't see you. They wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't even know you're there.
You'd be undetectable. And then here we go. Now we've just realized, like, this thing that was created for health purposes, the government gets a hold of because it's the perfect fucking assassination vehicle. Like, anyone on the planet they want dead, they just get one of these vehicles, send in a pilot, fucking, you know, put them within the vicinity of the person, and there's nothing on earth that will detect them. They get inside the target, blow them up from inside their head, and then reshrink back down, and no one will be able to find them.
Yep, exactly. Yep. And then they would just have someone come in there, like they're quote unquote cleaning up the mess, and they would just retrieve this vehicle.
Yeah, this would be the ultimate assassination. Like if one person.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Who had like the right amount of power and money, got a hold of enough of these, they could take over the world.
Yeah, yeah,
just
exactly.
Just the threat.
Yeah, there wouldn't.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. We're going back to The Boys. It'd be like The Boys season 2 when like anybody did something that kind of went against what Edgar was doing, suddenly their head exploded. It'd be like that.
Yeah, exactly. Because no one knew that she was doing it. She just had to give you a look.
Like, exactly. So
This would be a big problem. You know what? At first, too, I was almost going to bring up that, like, you know, how you were like, well, why would they even do this? And what's the purpose? And at first, I was thinking, like, well, you know, just so we can kind of go and, you know, it would be just like something exploratory for science, just so we could see. But then I started thinking about it and I was like, well, we can already do that. Like, they already do have microscopes and they just have to take your blood out. But they also have actual cameras that can now go into certain bigger arteries and stuff like that to see they're doing doing surgery. So even that would be a moot point. It would be like, why would you build this thing? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for medical purposes, it's a stretch. Now, I could definitely see amazing uses for, like, just microscopic research in general, you know, like shrink it down as far as it'll go and then, you know, see what you can observe on this level, mm-hmm. That you would never be able to observe from the upper, you know, through a microscope perspective.
Yeah, that would be the only thing that I could really think about. The only other type of issue that maybe this could help with, and I don't know, like I said, I'm not a medical professional or anything, but like maybe it could help out with certain things with certain cancers. Do you think that would be?
I mean, maybe. I could definitely see, like, maybe it's a hard to operate tumor, so maybe you can shrink down to a crazy spaceship that can go in and do like laser pinpoint kind of surgery, possibly. I'll be honest, I don't know enough about cancer or surgery to really answer that question. But I mean, I like the idea. It's very cool. And like, I would love, like, if they came out with this and it was a thing and they were like, and now we'll be able to like kill cancer in ways that we've never been able to get to before. I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah. That'd be great. Hell yeah. Fuck Hell cancer. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Because I do know when I hear, you know, a certain medical documentaries or whatever, when they talk about cancers, especially cancers that they, you know, they're trying to cut out, you know, and remove, a lot of the doctors are always talking about margins, which is like how much of cancerous tissue and how much healthy tissue they have to extract. And obviously you don't want to extract a lot of healthy tissue, but you want to make sure that you get the cancer, most of the cancerous tissue out, because if you don't, it's usually just going to come back and regrow. So I, you know what, this vehicle would probably be most useful for that, right?
You know, I just thought of a really good use for this vehicle, kind of based off what you were saying with the kind of like the targeted cancer treatment thing, is that one of the issues with medicine is delivery systems. It's like, how do we get the medicine that the person needs into them and get it to affect the area we need while having a minimal effect on the rest of the system? And it's extraordinarily hard. It's why side effects exist. It's why some side effects are brutal. Oh, and it's why some medicines don't work out, because the side effects are too brutal. But imagine a situation where you needed to get very, very potent medicine to a very, very select area of the body, like a select cluster of cells or just a select organ, without that medicine interacting with too much of the rest of the systems because it's too potent, right? This could be used for that. You get it into the body, it goes exactly where you need the medicine to be administered, and then over the course of like a 5 to 10 hour period, it administers the medicine exactly everywhere it needs to go, and then it gets out.
Yeah, that would.
I could see that.
That's true.
That being like a huge like breakthrough in the medical community. I think that would be life-changing, especially in a world of antibiotics and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. I would think if someone could even invent this type of vehicle and they could make this, I think that would probably be its like main advantage, like the main selling point of trying to get funding. Like, well, look, this would finally solve that problem. You know what I mean? Like, we can finally get people who can't take these other medications because of the side effects. Now they could just have this and it'll only affect what they need it to affect and not everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, here's another interesting thought. How quickly would this technology turn into everything we just said, but also like, they were like, hey, well, you know what would be really cool? If we did like a microscopic adventure tour for the really rich people.
Oh my god!
It's like you get to see all these crazy bugs and monsters and you know viruses and all this other crazy shit for like $1 million, and it's like a 2 hour tour. That'd be wild.
Dude, you and me are on such the same page for this question. Yeah. Because I was actually going to bring this up for two reasons. One, that reminds me of an episode of Rick and Morty where I think
how
they
do I know
go
you're
going to
bring up Rick and Morty.
Yeah, because I love Rick and Morty, and I think they encounter like hepatitis B and C, and
oh,
and like they're and they look like monsters, you know what I mean? And there's like other whatever, but you're right. You know what? It was an amusement park that Rick built, and it was inside the body of a homeless man.
I've seen that episode. It's a terrible. Yeah. I love that episode.
I was gonna bring the second reason I was gonna bring that up was I was just gonna tell you like, okay, forget about all the actual logical things of why even this vehicle would exist and if it could exist. I was just going to ask you, if it did exist and you did have the chance to go in it and get shrunk down and go into someone's body for something like that, for something like of an entertainment / educational tour or whatever you want to call it, would you do it? Knowing that there, you know, knowing of the risks that we all talked about, you know.
So I get to be on the ship, is what you're saying?
Yes, you get to be on this vehicle.
If the technology has been proven over the course of like the last 5 to 10 years with pretty much absolutely minimal to zero accidents happening to the people on board, I mean, I would be interested. I am very interested in just in health science and biology in general, like in science in general. So my curiosity would definitely be piqued, but at the same time, man, it would really suck to run into some like rare fucking like super disease that beats the shit out of our pod and fucking like eats us alive or whatever, you know? Like, also it would suck to be the person that have like 4 people died inside me, you know, like you have to live with that the rest of your life. Like we talk about haunted houses. Could this person now be a haunted person?
Oh man, I never thought about that. That's a good perspective of like, if that happened and my God, it would be like, you know, I would think people would react around the world because, you know, this would be a world, this would be a global event. This would be like when, you know, what was that with the Challenger?
Oh yeah, it would be similar I could see it being similar to that.
You know what
except
I mean?
For the thing about the Challenger though, the big difference was that the Challenger was such a visual event. Everyone saw that motherfucker burn down in the sky, while this would be an invisible event. But your point still stands.
Yeah. I mean, but you're right though, you know, how would, you know, just like I guess maybe they would feel guilty
like,
for,
oh, it was my disease, you know, that killed
the people who built this vehicle.
4 people.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Oh God, Rick.
Yeah, I was gonna say you sounded like Morty right there. That was pretty funny.
God damn it, Morty.
Like, get over it. Yeah. He's all get over it, Morty. It's just a homeless person.
Right,
like,
right. You know? Fuck, what was I gonna say? We were talking about I know what I was gonna say. I'll tell you this. There's no amount of money in the world that they could give me where I would volunteer to be the person in which they
the
did a tour. Like,
fuck that.
If anything goes wrong and they blow up inside me, like, I'm haunting someone from beyond the grave because I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah, dude. Not only are you and I seem to be on the same page, we're writing the same book because I was about to say the exact same thing. Like, I was like, well, I would never want to have that in my body. But, man, you know, obviously everyone listening and you know for sure about how my curiosity is. Like, I'm pretty sure my curiosity may be the end of me one day.
Yeah.
But for this one, it would kill me because I would definitely be like jumping, like almost jumping at the chance to go. I would love to do it, but I really would have to read up and like have them explain to me like all the, you know, off chances of anything bad happening, like the risks and all that. I would really have to know that before just being like, yeah, I'm going definitely, no problem. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, But
you would be reticent to even go on the ship. Wow.
Yeah, this would be the one type of thing where my curiosity would finally be.
Now, I'm curious, what about this has you more guarded than some of the other things we've talked about? Because, like, for me, the thing that has my guard down a little bit is because, you know, just my curiosity of the sciences in general. Like, it would just be really fucking cool to go on that tour. And I feel like there's a little bit less danger to me than to the patient. Because, you know, if we embiggen inside them, well, I'll live, they won't. But what is it about this that has you a little bit more, like, not wanting to do it?
So, you know what this always reminds me of? Let's take space exploration,
okay, yeah,
right? We kind of know and can measure, you know, physical threats, things, you know, that we may encounter. Like, I feel like with that type of endeavor and exploration, we have more information and knowledge about the risks and how we need to, you know, lower those risks, like what we need to have, what type of materials, what we need to be able to do in this ship while we go into space. But, like, I feel like, and I know that this is going to be confusing, but I feel like being shrunk down to that cellular level and being on par or, like, on the same plane of existence, if you will, with, like, viruses and things like that, I don't know if we have that information. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just like how you were describing what a virus would do to another, like, cell or whatever. Okay, yeah, we may have seen this, but, like, I don't know if they're able to measure what type of forces would that be if we were on their level.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. But I think by the time they open it up to, like, you know, public tours, if you will, or select tours or paid tours or whatever you want to call it, we would have this information. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess.
Well, here's the thing about space travel, though, is, you know, because I love space, but, you know, the idea of being out there is really, really scary to me for obvious reasons. But the thing about space is, like, one wrong move, one thing goes wrong, you know, and you're off trajectory, like, and you don't have the means to course correct. Well, now you're dead. And not because some monster is about to break into your spaceship, but because you are going to float off into the nether. And you're going to run out of oxygen. Forever. And even if you didn't run out of oxygen, you're going to run out of food or water. And you're just going to have a slow and painful death. Or you're going to chew that cyanide pill they give all the astronauts who go up. But that's terrifying to me in an even bigger way. But I do think the difference is also in the closeness of the encounters that you'll have. You know, out in the vastness of space, most of the threats that are going to be to your ship are going to be invisible things. They're going to be, like, you know, cosmic radiation or, you know, solar winds or, you know, something going wrong with the machine itself. And, you know, you basically lose the control of your navigation. While inside the body, like, everything is much closer together. You're going to be directly interacting with fluids and body parts and this and that and cells and all that other stuff. So it's like the danger is much more visible. But that being said, one of the things that you can do in this scenario that you couldn't do in outer space is, like, hit the emergency and biggin button and then you're out of it.
Yeah. Boop. And then that guy's dead.
It comes down. You're like, oh, thank God I got that. The four of us. I'm hitting that fucking button.
I know. Oh, man. That's definitely in the movie right there. That's going to be such a...
Like, that was me role-playing myself.
Good, like, character, like, you know. Yeah, I know.
You don't get to choose who lives and dies. I'll be like, the fuck I don't. But anyway, so I'm the bad guy in that movie. Right. But,
No. We have to have, you know, it's one of those movies where each person has, like, something that the audience won't like about them. And then at the end, they all have to work together and they all see each other's, like, faults as, like, oh, I used to think of that as a fault, but it's a strength.
We all went in one way, but we came out better people.
Yeah, seriously.
For sure.
And I still think the best name for this movie is Antibody.
Yeah, that's not a bad name. I was going to ask if this vehicle existed, what do you think we'd call it? And I was trying to think of, like, an acronym, and I had microscopic.
Oh,
I was
like, okay,
so
right?
Maybe it starts,
like,
with an M. And then we were talking, so I lost track of the thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Actually,
microscopic.
This might be something good. You know what? For anyone listening out there, if you have a good name for this vehicle, like, definitely leave a comment. Let us know, you know what I mean? Like, what you think this could be. And let's see if we could think of one and see if the audience likes it. You're trying to go for, like, an acronym.
I was going for an acronym. So I was, like, microscopic. And then, like, what do they call? So you're venturing inside something. Is it egressing or ingress? Microscopic ingress. No, it's not all purpose, but like.
You know what? I was trying to think. I can't think. Okay. I have a word. I was going to say pill, right? Mm-hmm. Like you take a pill. I can't think of what P could stand for that would be really good.
Oh, okay.
This.
So you're the opposite of me. You started with the actual word that you wanted to make an acronym of, and then you're going to reverse engineer it. I like that.
Oh, do you do it the other way?
I've never done it before. Like, I just started with the letter M and was trying to go from there.
Oh, I every time I've come up with acronyms for anything, mm-hmm. I always start with, well, what do I want the acronym to say first?
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. I wonder if other people do it differently, though. You're right. I wonder if that's one of those things where it's like people never talk about it, and so they don't know that half the population does it opposite.
It could be. It could be.
I was thinking of like ILL part of it could at least be like, you know, informational.
Yeah, it's not informational.
Locomotive laboratory or something.
Oh, I like,
you know?
Locomotive,
I don't know, like,
laboratory. You know, here's the thing. I think the reason I was doing it the other way was I wanted to see what funny word it came up with once I figured it out.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying.
But I like that locomotive, laboratory. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, locomotive laboratory.
So what's a word? Okay, I'm going to go to the source real quick and see what other words for small or microscopic are.
I was also trying to think, could P stand for like placebo? You know what I mean?
No, because a placebo, like, that's something totally different.
It's a fake. Yeah, right? That's what I was thinking.
See, miniature, pint size. No, that's not a good one. Petite pocket. No. I'm trying to find a P word that would work.
Podular. No, just playing. That's not even podular information locomotive laboratory.
Okay. Well, maybe I got the I. It could be infinitesimal or imperceptible.
Okay. Internal.
Internal. I like
internal locomotive laboratory.
Laboratory. Okay. So Ill. We need the P.
What if we just?
Yeah. What if we need the P though? What's going to be the P?
I don't know. I was just thinking. What if we took off the P and just called it ill?
Oh, physiological. Like physiological. Ill. P.
Oh,
physiological. Internal.
Internal locomotive laboratory. Oh,
TM,
man.
TM. We just invented
exactly,
something awesome.
Yeah, exactly. That is perfect. Yes. Not only just TM that, but also we have the rights to the movie. You heard us make it up here.
Exactly.
You know.
I want an executive producer credit on the movie, please.
Yes, exactly.
And the movie should just be called Pill.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that would be, man, this is perfect. Dude, we've come up with the best movies here. I can't believe no one's ever
made. We're really good at imagining things, man.
I know. But if everyone listening, you know, let us know if do you like that name, and if you have a better name, definitely leave a comment. We would love to know about it. And dude, could you imagine?
Nice.
Thank you everyone for tuning in. Once again, I'm Fritz Frivolous, and this has been Dude, Could You Imagine? If you would like to support our show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave us an Apple Podcast review. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you, and you can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at DCYimagine, and on our YouTube channel where you can leave a like and a comment. You can also let us know what you are imagining by emailing us at dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. Until next time, folks, this is Fritz Frivolous reminding you to keep on imagining. Yeah, boop, and then that guy's dead.
It comes
and
down.
You're like, oh, thank
him
God, I
or
got
the four of us. I'm hitting that fucking button.